piece of Sarah. And the Sarah man he gave her at 90 years old, that was undeniable. So what exactly was to be gained with this litzonis of saying the Avimelech is Avro Sarah? So Yaakov Galinsky said so. He says that the emphasis is the litzonis ador to get to understand the nes itself. They could live with the nes. But what bothered them more is the Indian of Messiah. That Avram Hoyle is Yitzchak, that bothered them. Why is that? He's master. So the Mishnah in Ovid says, Asora Deiris me Odom va'ad noyach. Lohidia kama erach apayim yesh lefonim. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has erach apayim. Because all of them were machas, they got HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, and he held on to his kas, and he didn't destroy. Same thing from the 10 Deiris, from Noach till Avram. Again, Lohidia kama erach apayim yesh lefonim, that they were machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't punish. So Galinsky asks, what do you mean that there was 10 Deiris of Rishon, that they were machas, they were in between. You find that there were people that were tzaddikim, Shem and Aver were tzaddikim, Mesushalach and Chanoich, they were tzaddikim. So what's the pshat that they were machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, yes, there were yechidim in the middle that were tzaddikim. But they were surrounded before and after with Deiris of Rishayim. Memel is considered like the entire picture of 10 Deiris was Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until came along Avram Avinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, and Vaiter, the Shvatim, and Vaiter with Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the whole Messiah of Klal Yisrael. That's what they can't take. They can't take the Messiah. They can't take the continuity that there's a long unit all the way from Avraham Avinu all the way throughout the generations. That's what they can't handle. So they said, Avimelech the Zabra, sorry, you think that Avraham Avinu is the one that's giving over the Messiah? Yitzchak's not even Avraham Avinu's son. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed tzar cluster upon him, Shel Yitzchak, and he made it look like Avraham, and Memela, everybody was made Avraham Hoyle is Yitzchak, and the Messiah is taken there. And Galinsky continues that this is really the Litzonei Hador throughout history. Throughout history, we've always had people standing up in generation and saying, there is no Messiah. We don't have to believe that the Torah is Mishinai. You had the Reform, and you had the Zionists, and you had the Maskilim, and you had all sorts of groups, the Karoim, and the Tzedukim. Throughout history, this is what they tried to do. They tried to break our Messiah. But what's the end? The end is the Messiah lives, and Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is being this rabbi, the Yidden that lived the Messiah being this rabbi, and all of those so-called ideologues of ripping away the Messiah, they're no longer around. We're the Jewish communists of today. Zionism, you see what's going on with Zionism. The no more principles, there's no more dedication to it. It's called the post-Zionist era. They wanted to break away the Messiah. They say over from Rav Chaim Brisker. Brisker used to say it over as well. Rav Chaim Brisker said that people think that the Zionists wanted to build a state of Israel. But, you know, it wasn't contradictory to the Torah, so they were making Dine Torah. He says the exact opposite. They wanted to be Oiker Torah. Their way of doing it was by the state of Israel, you know, by building a new country. But the Oiker Kavanah was to be Oiker the Messiah. Why is it that in Israel they speak Havaras Fardit? Most of the people of the founders of the state of Israel from Poland, from Litva, from Russia, they didn't speak Havaras Fardit. Why did they start with Havaras Fardit? Because they wanted to get away from the old-fashioned European Jew. You know, they didn't want the Havara. We're already speaking Hebrew, we were a totally different thing. They don't like the Sephardim either. That's besides the point. You know, they put down the Sephardim. They don't like anybody Jewish. But that's exactly why, because they wanted to do away with the Messiah. So they started a new Havara. Vayhi Yitzchok men arbon shana bekachta yis Rivka. Yitzchok was 40 years when he took Rivka. Rashi says, he makes the cheshbon, that Yitzchok was 37 years old, b'shas di akeda, and at that time they found out that Rivka was born. He waited for her until she was Roy Labia for 3 years, and then he married her. So it sounds like from this Rashi, that Rivka Imenu and the whole story with Eliezer, She got married to Yitzchok when she was 3 years old. So Rav Shimon Schwab asks, it's tamuha to say that Rivka Imenu was 3 years old at the time. First of all, the whole story. In Parshas Chayesara, she went to draw water and she had all the chokhmah and how she gave it to him and to the gemalim that it should take place with a girl that was 3 years old. Okay, so you'll say that at 3 years old, she was super mature. But the Torah says, Mahanara, Yifas Tayer, Yifas Mara. They calls her a Naira. A Naira usually is a Naira, which is Be'erach 12 years old. Also, it says, V'ishlo Yidor, the Torah praises her for her tznias. She had no shaykhs to manage. She was a little girl. So what was the big goggles of that? Furthermore, the Medrash HaGadol says, Be'erish, she was 14 years old. And it's also brought down, Shailun Girse, but in Seder Olam Rabba, it's brought down that she was 14 years old. So what's the pshat over here in Rashi, that Rashi says he waited for her to be a Bas Bia of 3 years old. So Rishwa brings down a teretz from Hagoyin Rav Michal Hakoyin Forshlager. Zeke Tzadik Lebrachi, he was a Rav in Baltimore, he was a Goyin Olam. Her Shishiva of Gift, they used to talk about him, they used to have a correspondence. He was a Goyin Olam, he was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. A Goyin of the greatest, greatest, greatest caliber, far and beyond. They just came out a couple of years ago with the Shtickel Sefer from him. So this Michal HaKoyin Forshlager, he said that Rashi's Kabbonah is not that she was 3 years old. It says that the Neshama that was sent down into her, that she should be roy to be mezavig with Yitzchok Avinu, that came down at the time of the Akedah. And when it says he waited for her until she was a Bas Bia, it means he waited for her until she got the neshama to be roy to be mezavig with her. Now normally that's a three-year-old, but over here the three-year-old is a melitza. He waited for her to be a Bas Bia, which means to have a halig in neshama, to be right to be mizdavik to Yitzchak Avinu, and to be right to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. And that came down at the time of the Akedah, b'schus the Akedah. And Rav Schwab is ma'isiv that this new neshama that she got was the neshama of Sarah Imenu. Because Sarah Imenu was nifter at the time of the Akedah, and punk then they got the news that Rivka was born, so he waited for her to take on the neshama. That's what Nisbasser, that's what it means, Nisbasser Avram Shanol de Rivka, and that she was ready to take over. It's also Meduyik, Rashi's Lashon on the Pasuk by Yivyeha Yitzchak Ohela, Sora Imai, Vaharei Hi Sora Imai. It was Mamish the Neshama of Sora, his mother. She was Mamish exactly like Sora. And now she was Takaroi to become an aim in Klal Yisrael, she was right to be Mizdavik to Yitzchak.
What about Yitzchak's age of 40?
What about it?
That sounds like he married her at 40. So? And he's only 3 years old. So she couldn't have been more than 3 years old.
Why not?
She was born way before that.
Yeah, she was born way before that.
But this at least answers the kasha when I was seeing that he was saying that Rivka waited 20 years out of the day. But I mean, she was 3 years old, she couldn't have waited till 12 years old anyway.
Yeah.
He would have to take that down to 9 years.
Yeah.
Right, so like that answers that kasha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Taka Kar for 20 years as opposed to Kunkala Kar at 3 years old.
Yeah, okay. Vatar Yitzchok Lashem, Yetar Yitzchok Lashem. So Rashi says, Yitzchak was standing at one corner, she was standing in another corner. What's the inyan that they were standing in two different corners? They had to go far away from each other as possible. What's the pshat? Then Rashi brings down Vayeyoser Loi Hashem Shein Doim Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Letfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha Lefichoch Loi V'loi Lo. It's about to ask the Kasha. I mean, if anything, you would think that the Tzadik Ben Rasha, they mamish made something of themselves on their own. They have no backing to be Seimachan. So you would think L'chaira that they should be listened to more. So what's the pshat over here? Ain't a daimit feel tzadik ben tzadik the tefillah is tzadik ben rosh. And Pashat Devel says over because of the zechuyes. A tzadik ben tzadik has not only his egg and his chus, but the chus of his father. Tzadik ben rosh only can be samech in his zechuyes. But Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab says like this. It's yitochim that these two Rashis are totally zebezeh. The Rashi with zeh mit bezov zu, and the tzadik ben tzadik and tzadik ben rosh. He says, the reason why they have to daven each one in a separate corner because they're tefillos with two different kinds of tefillos. That means, they were standing, you know, facing different areas, but it means it was coming from two different places. Yitzchok Avinu was davening that he should have a son that goes with Derech HaVoysov, to be like him, to be like Avram. That's more Kipi Derech HaTeva, because children usually follow in the ways of their ancestors. So that was a tefillah, I should be zeichet the children, and it should go b'derech aklak teveg the way it's been in the two previous generations. But Rivki Imenu had to be mispalo for a son that tzaddik that would be going shaloike derech ateva, because she comes from impure sources. So it was a totally different kind of tefillah. Yitzchok Avinu's tefillah was one kind of tefillah, and Rivka's tefillah was a different kind of tefillah. That's right. If he's saying the daimed tefillah tzadik ben tzadik, the tefillah tzadik ben rasha, a tzadik ben tzadik, his tefillah is b'derech hateva. It should go in the glach teveg the way it was until now. Tzadik ben rasha has to be mispalel for a totally different thing. The end result was loy v'loy lo. It was a lot easier to be makabel Yitzchok's tefillah, which was k'derech hateva, than to be makabel her tefillah. So it comes out it could be. Rav Schwab says. Like Abi other in Yonim, it's lav davke that a tzadik ben tzadik feels better than a tzadik ben rasha. But like Abi, this to be zeichet to children that are tzadikim and hagunim, that's the pshat. Ain't a daim tefila tzadik ben tzadik to tefila of tzadik ben rasha. Steht in pasuk vayte, vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitneich ushnei luumim imayayich yiporeg. Two nations will be in your stomach and two kingdoms will spread out from your womb. And one kingdom will be stronger than the other. So Rashi says, Shnei Goyim, it says Shnei Geyim, Bivitneich. Elu Antoninus Verebi. Shalei Poskami al Shulchanim, Lei Tznoin, Velei Chazeres. Not radishes, not lettuce. That means that they had constant sudas. Tznayim chazeres. You know, you think it was the godless. He had radishes. He had lettuce. That was just a forest spice. That was an appetizer to get them to eat. It means that they had kesedu de kesudas. That's what it means. But what was this nechama of Rebbe and Antonina's bedavka? What was so special about this nechama? And also, what was she saying? Imkein lomaza anoichi. What's Shat Lomazan Haichi? And how is this in a Chometa, Shnei Goyim, Shnei Geyim, Elu Rebbe Vantaninus? So the Meshach Chachma says a Gevaldig Pshat. Meshach Chachma says that Sarah Imenu, when she gave birth to Yitzchak, first came Hagar, and she drew out all the Zuhama that was any Tumah, any Psoilus that was around in the family, she drew it out and she produced the Yishmael. So now Sarah Imenu was pure and she produced the Yitzchak. Comes Rivka, she passes the house of Avodah Zarah and she sees one of the kids wants to, or she didn't know she had two kids, but, or L'chatchila she didn't, and he wants to go out. And he's Yaakov, Azei. So she says, Kein Lomaz Anoichi, why am I different than Sarah? Sarah didn't have this problem. I have someone in my stomach that wants to be Avodah Zarah. Vaistos, there's still Zuhama over there. So why is it that Sarah, she didn't have the Zuhama, and I do? So on that, they told him, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, there's two Geyim in your stomach. And even the one that's not Jewish, he's going to have good in him. Elu Antoninus. So even the Zuhama has to be within you, because that's going to have Kiddush, right? In other words, Yishmael was totally off, right? And Yitzchak was totally on. Memela, Sarah Imenu had only a Yitzchak. But over here, even the one that's not going to be on is going to have Kedusha within him. That's why Bedafka has to come from you. And that was an Achometer. Elu Rebbe Vantaninus, and Lav Dafka Rebbe Vantaninus. There was a Vadi Ger Tzedek, and there was Nira and Kayser, who produced Rav Meir. You had the B'nai Bonner Shalom and Shalom, the Torah B'nai Brak. There were many within her womb, the B'kayach of her womb, that she gave off tremendous Achen of Kiddushin. Vayozet Yaakov Nozit, Yaakov, he cooked a brew. Vayovay Esav and Asodav Hu Oyev. Torah tells us he was tired. Vayomer Esav Al Yankim Halitaini Nom in Adam Adam Hazeh. Because I am tired. Why is the Torah stress over here this Indian of tired? Was Geit Maran that he was tired? Like, why is that such an important thing? So Rav Simcha Zisel Breide, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Zatzal, in his fantastic sefer called Sam Derech, he says the Torah is telling us over here what is the marker of all ruchnias that get downfalls, and that is tiredness. And he doesn't mean physical tiredness, he means spiritual tiredness. He says, a person has to constantly be machadish himself. A person has to constantly work on himself, to learn new things, to constantly grow, to constantly work on himself. We have to be machadish ourselves every day to work, to grow, to learn, to do new mitzvahs, to reach new madregas every single day. Yitzroi Shalodim is Gabriel of B'chol Yayim. And if we don't do the same to combat him, then we fall behind, and he's mamish, he has us mamish within his grasp. He's holding on to us. That was the problem with Esav. V'hu Oyev, ki Oyev Anoichi. Esav never worked on himself. Esav was Meshuvah to his Taivas. Esav was Meshuvah to his Yetzahara. So he never worked on himself. He was Oyev. He was spiritually tired. And when a person becomes spiritually tired, as Chazal say, that day he was over on five Averis. Chazal make the Gemara Bava Basra to Zayin and Beis says, Chomesh Averis over Oysa HaRosha Oysa HaYayin. He was Baal Nair HaMurasa, Harag HaZanefesh, Kofar B'Iker, Kofar B'Tchias HaMesim, V'Sotas HaBechayra. That is the end result of someone that's Oyev. Someone that's spiritually tired. Such a person, you know, he falls into the doldrums, into the hands of the Yetzirah, and he can't recover. Ramban says on the Pasuk, Vayibas Esav as a Bechayra, Vizu Sibas Bizu Hai Bechayra, Ki Ein Chepes B'Ksilim, fools only have the Rotzen, Rakshe Yoichu V'yishtu V'yasu Chepsam V'yitam. That's their whole Rotzen. They have no drive to reach Ruchnis Dekamadregis. They have no drive to revitalize themselves. This is the whole want of these people. Lehepach, what does it say about Yaakov Avinu? The Koyvei Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. Those that hope in Hashem, they're constantly exchanging their koyach. The old koyches for the new koyches. They become fresh. They do tshuva and they reach higher madregas. On the pasuk, the Maase with Yaakov Avinu. Vayar v'hinei ber basodeh. And Shloisha and Ritzayim, they were there. Zokta Ramban, why was the Torah Ma'arich in the story? To teach us, Koyvei Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. Those that hope in Hashem are constantly revitalizing themselves. And they have an inner strength. Yaakov Avinu came, he was just traveling. He had learned for 14 years without sleeping. Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. He was traveling. He was tired from the way. And what happened over here? He walks over to the well and he just picks up the stone. You know, it took over there all the Rayim. Shloisha Edrei Tzayim that had a lot of workers as well. They couldn't pick it up until every single person was there. He walks over and picks it up, Azay, to show us that his koyach was great. And that wasn't Stam, you know, a physical koyach. Yaakov Avinu was physically exhausted. But his inner drive, because he was on such a ruchnias de gemadrega, and he was constantly revitalizing himself, so the inner ruchnias de gedrive was mashpi on his gashmias as well. Mamish mi kotze la kotze. Esav is the oyev, and Yaakov Avinu, the yeshiva bacher, he's the one that has that koyach. It comes from an inner spiritual strength. Vayehav Yitzchok as Esav, kitzayid b'viv. Yitzchok loved Esav because he brought him his hunting or because he tricked him. V'rivka heves as Yankiv. What was Yitzchok Avinu shikol hadas over here? What was he thinking of being with Karev Esav? It's very hard to think that Yitzchok was fooled mamish. So Shadua, the Gedal Yo brings it down, another Svarim bring it down. The Yitzchok had a plan here. He had a plan for the Olam, how it should be run. Yaakov Avinu, he knew, is Ishtam Yoshev Olam. He knew he's going to sit and learn. He knew that he knows nothing about Olam Hazeh. So he needs somebody to support him. He needs somebody to run the Gashmis, the Kinyonim. Esav is not the greatest Nasmid in the world, but at least this way, if he takes care of Yaakov's physical needs, they'll be shut just like Yisachar Zavulun deal. That could mamish be a Mori Digger thing. It's a Mori Digger thing for Yaakov. Yaakov does not have the oil of Parnasa, the oil of all physical matters on his head. And Lehepach Esav, who's able to do these things, he'll have a chelik in Yaakov Avinu's Ruchnius. What could be better than that Yisachar Zavulun deal? Rivki Imenu had a different cheshbon. Medvar Mamurim, that it's shaykh to have Yisachar Zavulun deal. If you have a Zavulun, that's a Ben Taira as well. But he went out, he's Isaac in Parnasa. So Mamel Smak Zavulun B'Seishchav Yisachar B'Yolecha. A person that has Taira Dik Ashkafis, and he realizes that Yisachar is the Yikr, and he realizes it's a covet for him to be able to support him, then it's Taka Gaval the Gazach. But Esav knows one thing and one thing only. He knows how to eat, and he knows how to drink, and he's meshuvah to his taivas, and he has no concept of ruchnias whatsoever. And if that'll be the case, not only won't he be helpful to Yaakov, but he's going to be detrimental to Yaakov. This was the hashkafa of Rivki Imenu. What happened at the end? Rashi brings down in the beginning by Yisraitzi to Abonim, Cholku v'nachlash shnei olamos. They split the nachla of the two olamos. Yaakov wanted olam haba, and Esav wanted olam hazeh. It's like, what kind of an argument is that? So take olam haba, and you take olam hazeh. What kind of an argument is that? The Teretz is, they were arguing over what this world has to be. Yaakov Avinu wanted this to be an extension of olam haba. Ha'olam hazeh daim alapraizdor, ha'olam haba daim alatraklam. And he wanted this to be an extension. This should be a chelik of Olam Haba. Esav doesn't want to hear about it. Esav, he's into his taivas. He doesn't have any shaykhs. You want Olam Haba up there, not down here. Not down here. Jean Chardron once said he was davening in Brooklyn. He was davening in a shul. By the time he finished putting on his talis and tefillin, they're holding by Yishtabach. He came on time. He came early. They're holding by Yishtabach already. See, he walks over to the Shliel Tzibri. So the Gabbai walks over to him, Evil Davenin Nishda. This is not the place to daven, you know. Someplace else, in other places, they daven. So Esav says, you want Ruchnias? Not here. Not in my turf, not in Olam Hazeh. Up there, you could have it. But down here, this is eat, drink, and make merry, for tomorrow you may die. That's the Hashkafa of Esav. What happened at the end? When Yaakov Avinu comes into Yitzchok, it says, Vayorach Hasreach Begodov, by Esav it says, they showed Yitzchok exactly what the chalukah was. Yaakov Avinu already had the reich of Gan Eden down here. He wanted this world for Olam Haba. He lived in Olam Haba dikalayt. He was a ben Olam Haba down here. And Esav lehevach, it was niftach. Tachtav, Pischei Gehenim. So Yitzchak was under an illusion. I mean, he meant, you know, for states, he meant it for good. But now when the time came, when push came to shove, they showed him the emes. Yaakov Avinu was a Ben Olam Haba down here. That cannot coexist with an Esav. It's two opposite things. A Yisachar Zavulun is a very different thing because Zavulun is Machshav Taira. And he himself is a Ben Taira. But someone that's to the extreme, that you can see the Gehenim with them, to get together with someone that's a Ben Olam Haba down here is two opposite, mamish, two opposite directions. The two cannot go hand in hand. Just finish off with a nice part. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hagisholi, Va'oichlam Yiseid B'ne'ilam Anta Berechach Anavshi. Vayigashloi, he came forth. Vayoveloi Yayin. Vayesht. He brought him wine and he drank. So Vayove Loi, the trop on Loi, is a Mercha Kfula. What's the Mercha Kfula? So I once said over
that Shlaimel HaKoyin of Vilna, when he was a little boy, later on he became the Rav of Vilna, he was learning with his older brother, Rabbi Tzalel of Vilna, who also was the Rav of Vilna, to Iluyim. So he asked his brother, it says, Vayove lo yayin vayesh. Where did he have wine from? His brother said, the Targum Yonisim ben Uziel says that the Malach brought wine to Yaakov. So the kid asked, where's that rumors in the Pasuk? Then Rosh Loimel came up with it himself. It says, Vayove loy mercha kfula, darshan loy twice. Vayove loy, and he was Vayove loy. The Malach brought it to him, and he brought it to him. That's what we said in the past from Shlomo Levilni, he said as a little boy. But the Meshech Chachma also speaks about this Mercha Kvula. The Meshech Chachma brings down the Gemara and Pesachim that Fevav and Midbeis. If somebody drinks a kais, Bevasachas, Hareza Gargaron. He's a fresh or a glutton. Two times is Derech Eretz. So Memele, Yaakov Avinu didn't, Yitzchak didn't want to drink it all in one shot because that's a Gargaron. So he drank a little bit, Yaakov took it away, and then he put it back again to drink a second time. That's Vayove Loi twice with the meat of Derech Eretz, and that's the way he gave it to him. A guten Shabbos, everybody.
And this issue with the destiny of the Eliezer with the whole thing by the bear with the Rivka.
Yeah.
Do you know how we were supposed to marry? So how do you enter that kasha again? If it was already destined, they should marry Rivka because they knew.
The Teretz is because for the two choices that they give to this. Number one.
Even though
I guess
Mr.
Higher sources
just died.
Wanted to do it, but